Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell everyone, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell your friends and family, tell everybody in existence. Anyway, basically, this show needs to be heard by everyone. This show needs to be heard by the world. Why? We're on a real campaign here. We're trying to save this planet in every possible way. You are listening to Kakuna from the microphone here, 7:30 here on the dot. This program is led by Organic Oak. Okay. Who's also be joining us tonight?
Yes. I'm here. This is comedian Organic Oak.
All right. Now, once again, get involved with the call. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And on top of all that, there is a recording artist who's carrying a woman's name for herself. Maya Harrison, check her out. She's all over the web. Boy, has she got stuff going on. All right, okay. If you're just joining us, it's like this. I was a resident of McKinleyville. Yeah, here's something right away. I was like, oh, yeah, the campus of McKinleyville. They got everything in McKinleyville. And I did everything. And it's such a great place that nobody wants to leave. People want to go to it. They want to stay. It's such a high crime rate. It really is paradise. We have beaches, mountains, forests, and snow. A lot of people riding on horseback and all that jazz. But the point is, I did all this for so long that, you know, there was nothing available. There were no jobs, really, and no virtual residency. I wasn't with my parents. I was on the radio even back then. Yeah, yeah, you see, I personally had a blog talk show just like this one. I don't think anybody was listening to my ass to listen. I don't think people knew how to listen. We don't know how to listen to a radio in your car or whatever, but how do you listen? Well, I don't even listen to something blog talk internet league, whatever. Anywho, what happened was.
Let me tell them. See, people can actually, if they got their Bluetooth and everything hooked to the car, they can listen to the actual blog talk radio show in their car, and they would listen to a record radio show. So yeah, actually, it would sound like you listen to your Bluetooth and everything would be in your car, sound like your radio show would be sounding based on your speakers, how you listen to it. You know, depending on your car, because some people got car, you know, they Bluetooth, they don't have Bluetooth capability. So, yeah, it would be a little bit different than you listen to it through your car system, because the Bluetooth car system would, you know, you would be listening to it in your car in that way, in that manner. But there's ways that people can hook up. You know, people got little attachments that they hook their phone up to so they can actually, you know, play phones and, you know, things, you know, that little attachment. So, yeah, you could. You could listen to the show in your car, you know, just different ways based on your system. So, yeah, you know, that's one of the things, too. When people listen to your show, DJ Bellafive Feces, it's things that people hear you say. And as you start to portray this, you know, this natural, organic approach, people be able to identify with you on a bigger level. And you start seeing that as it resonates with people. And so, yeah, back to as you were saying.
All right, I was saying that basically, now I coasted my life mostly through. I got by. I was a C average student. I didn't really make big waves. I think I needed to, you know. And then one day happened, I thought I was going to do the rest. I thought I was just going to be the kind of guy that's exciting coast through life. But we seem to be having a time right now where that's not an option. Not in this country, anyway. Anyhow. There I was. My parents and me had a big falling out. I basically like to think of the room I was staying at as a one-bedroom apartment, but my dad told me it doesn't even count as that if you're not paying rent. I wanted to work, but there wasn't work. Once again, I said, it's so nice in McKinley that everybody wants to stay. Or people that left because they had to, you know. There weren't really homes available in town, and there weren't really any jobs. It's out of the house with nothing but the clothes on my back and backpack full of junk. So I could afford to take. I thought, oh, my God, I'm on the street now. Dang. Now, it doesn't quite hit you. I mean, it doesn't quite hit you as hard when it happens. At first, you're in shock. You think, this is just a setback. But, you know. Anywho, there I was. I went into our woods, our heavily wooded area. We had a lot of woods. We got a lot of woods. We walked the night through and whatever, and then sure enough, lo and behold, there he was. There Organic OK was with a bunch of other people. They were cooking, eating outdoors. I thought they were like homeless people who were camping, so to speak. But it turned out that basically he was a philanthropist who was helping take care of the homeless epidemic problem. He invited me to join him. They understand why I jumped the chance to this. I mean, we all want to basically have a job that's respectable, but to do one that really matters, it's to help the community, help those who are less fortunate, to actually do something that makes a difference. That's something. Anywho, what happened was he invited me to join his ranks. He swore me in. He dubbed me DJ Butterfly Feces. I was not happy about that. I mean, look, I know I got to be grateful. There's only so many names, so like all the good ones are taken, but Butterfly Feces, what is... He told me his whole theory. The caterpillar that spins a cocoon and becomes a butterfly, and then when it emerges, these little droppings around that, droppings create manure, fertilizer, or whatever. I got it, but if you have a name where crap is in your name, you're named after crap. It's the kind of name that basically kids at school, you know, when they're trying to... When they want to torture you, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? I tried to basically get myself come up. Can I pick my own name? He said, no, dude, you don't pick. I pick. You don't be trying to give yourself a name, dude, okay? How many people do that? I kind of get with no friends, man. You don't like someone who doesn't give himself a nickname. That's just weak. Explain it to me again, the whole structure, and I got it, but I don't know, dude. DJ Butterfly Feces. That's the way I went along with it. We sat there, talked all night, and before we knew it, we were in his basic. In the morning, we were already abroad. Traveling the world. Dang. Anywho, if you check out last episode, we've been in Washington, D.C. for a while. We've been there for a while. And he told me, don't just pick up the garbage, dude. Don't just talk to these people. I talked to some people there, and you know what? They were political animals. Some of them got homeless over here. Some of them had really important big jobs, whatever, and they lost them. A lot of people went over there, were people on a crusade just like us. Homeless people who actually literally came to Washington, D.C. to make some grassroots changes. You know what I'm talking about. Help the homeless. Help them in a big way. How? Somehow. We need to be doing what we were doing before. Things are bad all over. There were especially a record number of people who froze to death. I think I came across one of them at one point. I saw a stretcher carry them out. I think that person died. A lot of people have been dying basically out there. Now, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It's a natural order that somebody dies every 10 seconds. That's the population of this planet. But you know, a lot more people have been doing it since we've been throwing them out in the street. I don't know. She ain't right. You know what I'm talking about. You know. How do we get here? I know people here will try to change on that. There are a lot more of those. Soup kitchens and deliveries in Washington, D.C. But they just enough so that it seemed political they were doing something about the problem. But no, more people need to be complaining about it. They need to be doing something. Look. Organic. You're here, aren't you? Let me tell you something. It's like airline food. Airline food and cafeteria food used to be horrible until enough people complained about it so that it had to get better. When enough people make a big deal about you know, something, it changes. Tell me, you're a guidance counselor? Okay, now, you know how guidance counselors used to be good for us, it was nothing. Well, now they basically do a lot more with helping your future because they have to. Because why? Because enough people talked about how worthless their guidance counselor was. That's not a problem with something. Enough people hate something. It'll change. Enough people make it something about the homeless epidemic and things will change. We went through a Great Depression before, we can go through another one. I talked to some people out there and they talked about how they basically came to Washington, D.C. to make changes. Big changes. To be there on the street. If they die out there, there'll be one more casualty. We'll see that we'll say something, but something has been done about the homeless problem. Organic, are you there? Organic.
Dang.
Anywho, I found myself thinking, look what you're doing. I want to make life better for the homeless people, but I don't want to make things so, you know, sometimes if you do people a few things, do favors, you know, they're going to think that there's no more problems. You know? There is a problem and it needs to be addressed. Something has horrible has happened and something needs to be done about it. I wonder, are we going to rally all these homeless people? Get them all to basically walk all to march, a million man march, like a vagrant one? You know, enough homeless people getting together. I think it's just saying something needs to be done about this problem. Something needs to be done about it, like yesterday, now. I asked Organic. And he said, they're never going to get them all here. We make it clear that basically, if enough, we make a thing about it, it'll change. That's a fact. We just need to make enough of a change.
How are you going to do that?
Anywho, I don't know what to do. I wanted to make a real change, but I'm afraid that basically that if we actually, I don't know, if we, this problem needs to be like right here, lying all around us so that we do something about it. And he just said, we are doing something about it. Not enough. Not enough. I mean, I guess we do something about pretty much every problem because we have to. But sometimes something needs to be really, really bad for us. I'm like, God, I'm so lazy. You know what? And do something. There I was in Washington, D.C. Thankfully, it wasn't as cold as it could have been. But once again, I saw people on the street. I saw people who basically were without a place to eat, without anything to eat, a place to sleep. Got them over the head without employment. Once again, I saw a few people who basically, I knew a few people who basically decided to become vagrants because they just couldn't take walking the line anymore. There are people who basically spend their entire life trying to walk the line. You know, you get up early to a job, and you're going to go to resent and hate. Your coworkers are going to feel the same way about. And there's not a lot of promotion opportunities and more money and whatever. If anything, your paycheck's going to get chiseled away at. There's less and less benefits for you. You try to drink and smoke with the pain, then you get up the next morning and do it all over again. There's no security, no pension. You've been listening to... Anyway, what happened was... True story. There was a whole thing going on there. I don't know what happened. But one thing I remember is that let's make some changes. So I tried to gather basically a collection of homeless people, and I basically got them. We walked across Capitol Hill. We went outside the Senate. We did all that. You know why? We wanted to make a point that we were suffering. So somebody would do something. Okay, maybe I was, but damn it, I was still suffering seeing all this evil all going on. Nobody knew anything about it. It was an evil epidemic that needs to change. What to do, what to do, what to do. What to do. What to do. We actually got, last I checked, we got them to basic, a few more homeless shelters to open up a little more. We got the soup kitchens to expand. We got to expand the program to keep homeless people off the streets. It made a difference. I don't think it's worth to Washington, D.C. You've been listening to coming from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one, the only. Remember, we're on the net. We're on the web. Check us out. We're here in all absolute glory. We are. God help us, we are. All right. Thank you, and good night.